Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great, because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have the good fortune of having a couple of folks here who are dedicated to youth and agriculture. Eric Mackey, Executive Director of the Northwest Discovery Lab, which not necessarily agriculturally driven, but...
No, it's not.
Yeah, welcome here. And Tanya Barnett from the 4-H, she's from the Washington State Extension Office as the local 4-H coordinator.
Washington State University
Extension.
Excuse me. No.
Thank you. And I'm so glad both of you are here today. Eric and I met recently at a chamber meeting, and I was so enthralled by the go-get-it-done-ness of what he has launched. Eric, our listeners probably have not heard about the Northwest Discovery Lab, and I think it's also fascinating that it's tied in with 4-H somewhat. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about the Discovery Lab and where you're located?
Yes, we're located in offices out near Cape George, but we're based in Jefferson County, but we're kind of a regional focus. So Olympia to Forks, and it's a nonprofit dedicated to promoting and supporting and developing STEM education opportunities across the peninsula for either after school, in school, at home programs.
So do you have most of your programming at this location, or do you go to the schools with your programs?
We don't really do the programs. We mostly provide professional development training, financial equipment support. We lend equipment to school districts, clubs, after-school programs. We provide basically logistical and financial support to other programs. So we go where the kids already are and try to help them develop programs or supplement theirs.
That's a fascinating model. So as a professional development, so the Northwest Discovery Lab, so in my mind's eye, I'm imagining in the summertime, I've got an 8-year-old and I'm looking for things to do. And I could go to your Discovery Lab and do something in the STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right.
Is that correct? Or
yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
So, when we started about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. we did do some summer camps and we did some programming where we developed it. We had staff that delivered the programs, and they were, for instance, we have a robotics program. We have teams that run under 4-H,
mm-hmm.
But generally we stick to helping and working with other organizations, the YMCA, Boys and Girls, school districts, whoever already has the kids, and then help them develop or give them the programming.
Kind of resource them. I know in my work history and my volunteer history, it tends to be like a daunting notion. Oh, I'll tutor, but not math. And so I could imagine this is a really well-needed resource or support to kind of bridge that hurdle, even if it's just a mindset. What is the professional development? Tell me more about that.
We are becoming a certified clock hour provider, so we can provide certified training to public school teachers to count towards their professional development hours. So it teaches them we're offering a series of classes on, you know, robotics or basic chemistry. And we focus on K-8 more than mm-hmm. we kind of mm-hmm. stop at high school. But helping K-8 teachers and parents deliver education in various STEM subjects.
And so the teachers don't have to travel great distance to do their continuing education hours. You said clock hours,
that's
right?
That's what the state refers to.
You serve Kitsap, Clallam, and Jefferson?
Mm.
My goodness, that's a broad range. Now, there's a fair amount of information on your website about robotics and drone, and I was really impressed with, I saw several times that no money is needed to register. It seems like this is something you are attending to folks' economic needs and their ability to participate. Walk me through, say I'm a parent with a kid and I want to know, how can I get my son or daughter involved in STEM or the robotics program through your organization? Would you then redirect them to the local school, or tell me what would take place?
They can sign up for our mailing list. We're going to start sending out a monthly newsletter of opportunities either through partners or that we're involved with for programs on how to be involved, particularly in the STEM education area.
And you got started initially with a little bit of support through 4-H, and you still have a relationship with 4-H. And Tanya, this would be probably a helpful time for you to help me understand how those two organizations overlay.
It's been a lovely dynamic and organic kind of relationship over the last few years. It's a wonderful treat when folks like Eric and Danelle Mackey, Danelle is Eric's wife, come our way through 4-H and with a passion and with the tools to help really mentor youth into an area of great interest for the youth themselves. So Eric and Danelle, I don't even remember quite how we met, but you came our way.
Cold called and knock, knock, knock.
Well, something like that.
Yeah.
But just this incredible resource and wealth of knowledge of all things STEM related, mm-hmm. and having their own sons and wanting to really engage their sons in these programs, and not just locally, but nationally. They're involved in a variety of STEM-related programs, one of which is the first robotics and first Lego League, which is a whole other thing in itself. In any case, they came our way, and I think just through a series of conversations realized that, hey, we could do a 4-H club out of this. And that's so often what happens when we have an adult who's very passionate, whether it's about archery or sewing or you know, really anything that you can name. Eventually in the conversation somewhere, we'll say, hey, how about, you know, either opening up your house or opening up your life in some way, or come and be a part of this group of youth who want to know and want to grow in the area that interests you as well. So a lot of my job is as a matchmaker between the passionate, caring adult, mm-hmm. Knowledgeable adults, and groups of youth who would like to pursue similar passions but really don't have that adult mentor or a structure in which to come and learn about their area of passion.
I had no idea that the 4-H, the WSU Extension Office was so open to receiving someone with passion and focus like
Absolutely.
That to put the framework and the safety net, in a sense.
Absolutely.
Instead of having to reinvent every part of the process of the organizational administrative side, mm-hmm. you've got the skill set and you've got the idea of
That's
the
right.
actual interest. How often does someone like Eric walk through your door?
Not often enough.
I was really struck when I met him at the chamber, and I thought, this is someone we should learn more about in this organization.
Well, just to be clear, that Eric and Danelle are our 4-H Volunteers of the Year. They are. Yes, they are.
I did not know that.
Well, they are really the kind of folks that, my goodness, it's a really good day when you get to meet them. So how often does it happen? We have this wonderful entrepreneur spirit, and especially among a lot of our retired folks in the community who will mm-hmm. come and say, I was an astrophysicist, or I was mm-hmm. I was a school psychologist, and I'd really love to put a group of youth together around this thing that mm-hmm. I am really passionate about. And sometimes we get great traction because mm-hmm. Their passion meets, frankly, my ability to sort of organize and bring the folks together. And then we just have, you know, a really special group of kids. So, for example, right now we have veterinarians out at Hadlock out in at Chimicum Vet Hospital, who are willing and able to bring on board a whole group of youth who are very interested in veterinary science. So it's just, again, it's sort of that matchmaking. The two vets who are out there, Dalton Webb and Lauren, and I'm forgetting her last name, excuse me, but they say, you know, we've got time in our lives, we've got this passion to raise up mm-hmm. a new generation. Let's make a thing happen. So we have a great, thanks to the main parent involved in that, who's Tina Herschelman. We have a group now that is our vet science group. These things happen rather organically. It takes, again, sort of that entrepreneur spirit, but also a stick-to-itness.
Yes.
That is quite unique. Mm-hmm. So when we can get all of those stars to align, then we've got something really dynamic and really life-giving for our youth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and today we are speaking with Eric Mackey and Tanya Barnett. Eric Mackey was just telling us about his Northwest Discovery Lab, and Tanya was helping me to understand a little bit about how the 4-H overlays and supports folks' passion and interest. So, Eric, when you went to the 4-H group, were you a little bit cynical, or okay, the ag, you know, how does this tie in, or have you found it a great framework to support your efforts?
Well, I mean, the 4-H has had a track record of groups that kind of recyclery mm-hmm. grew out of a 4-H club.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of, I don't want to call it an incubator, but in a lot of ways, it kind of gives it that safe harbor and some stability and help with guidance, and particularly mentoring the, you know, there's paperwork, there's the insurance, there's the planning and fundraising, and a lot of that you can kind of help because there's a lot of volunteers in 4-H who
right.
are very knowledgeable, have done it for years, and they can kind of help mentor mm-hmm. people too, and so there's that, and then obviously in some ways the training that you get from WSU related to, you know, just how to mentor kids.
Best practices.
Right.
Right.
And so I think that's naturally leads itself to letting these things grow, and then they grow into something larger and they kind of take off. Mm-hmm. And so that was appealing in some ways because it was there. And then also I think 4-H is very much ag branded mm-hmm. and there's still a need. So
from the incubator mindset, you didn't necessarily have to become a nonprofit to, you know, enlist a 4-H group for the STEM, but you've taken a step further and developed some of these other components of the organization. I think that's really interesting that, as you mentioned, like the recyclery right. was started as a 4-H program. Now you have the professional development, and then let's talk about the really fun part of STEM, drones, and what is the lunar launch? There's a lunar project the kids are working on?
Yeah, this is, we're partnered with NASA's NESPE office out of UW, and it is designed to promote, well, STEM education in general, earth sciences. And one of the things they did this year was they launched a national competition to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo missions. So it's a national competition. We are the basically partner with them for the peninsula. So we currently have 33 teams from Olympia to Forks participating.
I know. I saw that. That's astounding. So how many adult parent volunteers are involved with that overall? Just guesstimate.
Well, at least 33. So.
And then your group, what size is your team?
It's mostly my wife and I and a couple volunteers. But,
okay. Yeah. Okay. And then are you taking these kids to, say, the Museum of Flight to see isn't there a lunar module there? One of the
exhibits?
Yeah. Isn't there an exhibit?
I think they have an Apollo exhibit at the Air and Space. Mm-hmm. This competition, we're kind of the local organization, so we're going to qualify the teams to advance to the state.
Okay.
Which will be at the UW campus.
And when is that, by the way?
July 21st.
That's exciting.
And then from there, NESPE will select teams to go to Johnson. And it's all paid for. They're actually going to provide travel assistance to our teams and I think cover hotel. for the visit to Seattle.
The
whole idea from the outset was to make it no cost.
Right.
So we provided the equipment with NASA's help and provided field kits and curriculum and everything we could.
And you can't do that without a little money. And how do you do that? I think you have a fundraiser, a project that helps you support some of that transportation.
Yes.
Yeah, and is it so? Say it's the 4-H.
4-H fruit fundraiser.
Oh, say that fast three times. Come on.
Yeah, 4HFruit.com.
And so, so you are taking orders for cases of fruit. How does that program work, Tanya? You can help us out. What do you know about the 4-H fruit?
We're accepting pre-orders.
Okay.
Of organic, USDA certified. Cherries, apricots, peaches, pears, nectarines.
And when are you starting to take orders for that?
Now, actually.
Now. And how can folks do that?
They can order online at 4HFruit.com. They can also download the order form and mail in their order.
And do we pick it up from you or do you deliver to the homes?
We have 10 pickup locations in the three counties. The website has those listed. But we'll have a pickup date in early July for the cherries and apricots, and then the peaches, pears, nectarines, and apples will come in mid-August.
So the best way for folks to have opportunity to get their canning fruit in order is through the website.
Right.
And if they wanted to reach you for the Northwest Discovery Lab, if there's the information you wanted to share, if somebody's inspired to help or interested in robotics, how would they reach you for that?
NWDiscoveryLab.org.
Did you throw a statistic my way that I thought was pretty amazing? How many pounds of fruit are you selling and delivering on average?
Averaging, it's 8 tons a year picked and distributed in about 4 days.
Oh, my goodness. And do the recipients, the students that are involved, do they participate? Or is this basically a volunteer adult activity?
It is purely volunteer run. The clubs and kids from 4-H come out and help unload the trucks and load them into customers' cars.
So do you need some volunteers, adult drivers? What are some of your needs for this?
Yes, we can always use volunteers if anyone wants to drive a large truck around one of the counties.
Okay, now that sounds like they might have to have some special qualifications. No CDL.
No.
So you're looking for someone who can help you with a major, the locations where it's dropped. Okay.
Right. And then otherwise, if they want to assist at one of the pickup locations to help load fruit into customers' cars. And
so is there a page on the 4-H, the fruit website, or would they reach out to you to help with that fundraiser?
I would recommend reaching out to Tanya.
Okay.
Yes, you can reach out to me directly. And my email address is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A dot Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, at W-S as in Sam, U.edu. My phone number in our extension office is 360-379-5610. And my extension is 208. And we'd love to have all the help we can get with a fundraiser and especially helping to get the word out. This fruit is gorgeous. The farmer is a 4-H person himself, multi-generation. And it's a great deal all the way around. I'm really excited.
I've ordered the fruit last year. I had peaches in my freezer. I've made peach cobbler and peach shrubs, and it's just delightful.
Outstanding fruit.
It's nice to have a bit of summer in the middle of winter. And as far as the robotics competition, the students are going to be going to Seattle in July. Mm-hmm. And you've got a full plate already this summer. It's been really fun talking to you about the inspiration that moved you to start a lab in our area. And Tanya, I'm so glad to have met you today. Eric, I'm sure we'll hear more things about the volunteer of the year, you and your wife, Danielle, who's not here today.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and thank you for being such a great, committed volunteer to our community.
Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out and make it a great day.